News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So the long-awaited gender pay gap portal has opened. The government has launched it. This allows people to see, compare and review employer data on gender pay gaps. And the aim was that 6,000 employers would upload their data there, giving a broad picture of the reality of employment and the gender pay gap across Irish business and industry. Jennifer Keane is with us, founder of paygap.ie. Thus far, how many companies have done the needful?
It's 381 are on the government portal as of yesterday.
That's quite the miss from 6,000.
It's just a little bit short of the target, yeah. And it's challenging because it's not really a good representative sample either to be drawing any sort of conclusions from.
Now, why is it people aren't doing it, do you think? Why is it employers aren't doing it?
Well, there's no real penalty for them not doing it. So unless they are keen to do it for their own, you know, for their own employee well-being or because they care, there's no real penalty. The penalty is that I email them repeatedly and give out to them about it. But it's very hard. There's no ombudsman or group that an individual could maybe go to and say, hey, I think this employer is not meeting their obligations.
Can so it isn't necessarily that there may be an ideological opposition. It may be that businesses look at this and say, I have other fish to fry today. I must get to that at some stage. And it just goes in the back burner.
Very much so. I mean, the due date is 5 months after you pick your snapshot. So typically pick it in June. Your date is in November, usually the end of November, because people pick the last possible date. But no one is looking to see if they're there by the end of November or not. So I literally uploaded a report to my site yesterday that was uploaded in May this year.
Now, how many have you got on your site?
So I have over 4,000 reports and just under 1,800 companies.
That's on a privately operated site versus the government site, which is 381.
Yes, that's on my hobby project.
So the businesses who should be uploading their data currently, what's the scale of business that is within the catchment?
It's quite large now. It's any companies with 50 or more employees. So that should be about 2/3 of all the employers in Ireland, basically about 6,000 or so companies in total.
Now, you talked about the only downside being that they will get a ratty email from you saying, why didn't you do it? When you send that email, what's the answer? What's the reason that most companies say to you that they don't do it?
I mean, I'll be honest, I'm ghosted a lot. I'd say they hate to see my email coming. Some of them act like I'm not entitled to the information, or they'll try and tell me the report is there and it's not, or it's not complete. Some companies, I will say to their credit, they do respond, they share the thing. Or if I say, hey, look, your report is there, but this is incorrect, that's great. They correct it and they resend me. So some good responses, but an awful lot of ghosting.
Any prospect do you think that a penalty will follow at some point?
I'd love to see it, but given the current amount of monitoring, compliance and everything else, I don't see one happening soon.
And of the 380 companies that have thus far put in their data, was there anything surprising? I realise it's a very small catchment to try to infer into.
Well, I think the most interesting thing is from that figure, the press release associated with this portal now said that the provisional gap in Ireland is 8.3%. They've calculated that based on those 381 companies, and my data set, a much larger and more random cohort, says that the actual gap is higher than that. It's been about 11%, a little bit over 11%, pretty much since the start of reporting.
How long ago was the start of reporting?
2022, first batch of reports. So,
in a 4-year period, no real improvement?
Nope.
Jennifer, thank you very much. That is Jennifer Keane, who is founder of paygap.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.